For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Senator Elizabeth Warren charges the president is ignoring the rule of law when he says he wants anyone entering the U.S. illegally to be sent back home without a chance to make a case in court. Warren was among lawmakers visiting detention centers over the weekend.
The question we ask many of them, here they sat in this cage, were they glad they came? And for all of them, it brought smiles. And they said, yes, I am here in America.
In Brownsville, Texas, officials say a teenage boy has apparently run away from a detention center. Authorities are saying a 15-year-old immigrant is still missing and that his name is being put into a database of missing children across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
In Minneapolis, demonstrators gathered outside a police station to protest this weekend's shooting of a black man. Some witnesses are disputing the police claim that the man had been firing a handgun as he walked outside. Police Chief Madoria Arredondo.
Obviously, our community is going through some trauma right now. They're experiencing that, and that's real. And so I need to be here. I need to be here to listen to them and to hear their concerns.
An investigation is underway. Big crowds turned out for the Gay Pride Parade in New York City. WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
Pride now comes in many different forms.
It's all about acceptance and it's all about love. So we're here to represent love.
And people here say that's more important now than ever. This year's theme is defiantly different. And the proceedings were led by Grand Marshal Billie Jean King. Attendees say it's a place for people to be their true selves.
I think it's about acceptance, about sharing diversity and culture.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
There's no end in sight to a major fire in California. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
At last report, the Pawnee Fire in Northern California was 0% contained. CAL FIRE Battalion Chief Jonathan Cox says at least 700 homes have been evacuated.
We're looking at steep slopes. We're looking at brush and grass, a little bit of timber. And then we have that interface of the wild and urban interface where homes are actually built in these areas that are highly susceptible, and we're seeing right now the fire come through.
The blaze started Saturday afternoon and within hours spread over 1,000 acres of Lake County, burning at least a dozen structures. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
There's a new number one at the box office.
Do these animals deserve the same protections given to other species? Or should they just be left to die?
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom is the number one movie in North America, earning $150 million during its opening weekend. And coming in at second place, last week's record breaker from Disney.
We need to change people's perceptions about superheroes, and Elastigirl is our best play.
Better than me?
The Incredibles 2 at number 2 with $81 million. Followed by Ocean's 8 at number 3 with $11 million, Tag at number 4 with $8 million, and number 5 is Deadpool 2 with $5 million. For USA Radio News,